in our book here, it would give us the elevation.
Yep.
And then from camp one to CP1, checkpoint one. So you would have checkpoints roughly between a distance of, you know, 8 to, I think the longest one was, you know, 12.9 k's, and that's when you'd get more water.
Yep.
You can carry more water, so you get another litre and a half or
yep.
2 litres of water.
So it's like a stop.
Yep. And they then stamp your card. There we go. So on day one, and then you get your little stamps.
Yep.
Completely full.
Yeah, look, yeah. Orienteering, hey? Like orienteering.
So, anyway, and then it will tell you what you're running on, hard pack, dirt, whatever, which was the first day, which was quite good. So we started, registration was in a little town called Kanab,
yep.
which is about 200 miles inland from Las Vegas. This is where they used to film the John Wayne movies
yeah.
and all that sort of thing. So there was quite a bit of, you know, that sort of thing there. So we had to be there by Thursday evening, and we had registration on the Friday afternoon. Where they,
what date was that?
That was the 23rd of September.
Yep.
And so you'd come into registration, and we have to sign, basically sign your life away, and
yep.
then you have those forms, and then they had to weigh our food, and you have to have a minimum of 2,000 calories
yep.
a day. I think I had about 3 a day, so you'd have them all packed up. You know, I had stage one, that was the food I'd have for stage one, and my evening meal, and stage two, etc. And then you had some mandatory gear. You had to have a sleeping bag to rate it to 0 degrees.
Yep.
You know, a knife, a sleeping mat, and obviously a down jacket,
yep.
Emergency blanket. There's a couple of other things I'd have to have a look on my list. And then we went for a little run around Kanab there.
That thing at the back there.
Yeah.
Neat, eh?
Oh, the rocks. The rock formations around Kanab were just amazing. I did a little bit of video in there in Kanab. So anyway, so that was in Kanab. And then the following day on the Saturday morning, we all headed out in minivans.
Yep.
So about 16 of us in a minivan there. He's my little Kiwi. He was my mascot. And it took us a couple of hours to drive out to the northern rim of the Grand Canyon. As you can see, pretty hot day. And then we get on the dusty roads. And when we arrive, the crew, they have quite a crew there, probably, I don't know, about 50 volunteers that set up the tents. And you all get allocated a tent, and it was named, we were Papago, which was an Indian name, so all the tents
yep.
were named, and we were tent 11, and there's 8 people in each tent, so we had 4 guys, 4 girls, which is really cool, because you get to meet different, you know, people. We had 2 girls from the UK, 2 guys from the UK, we had a guy from Canada. There was us 2 Kiwi girls. They kept Anna and I together, which was really good. And who else do we have? We had another guy. He was from the Caribbean, I think, somewhere down there. So this is the northern rim of the Grand Canyon. So when we arrived there, we actually got a packed lunch, and we were able to walk down and sit on the edge there and have our lunch, which
yep.
was pretty amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Temperature was a beautiful, beautiful, stunning day. So we just sort of mucked around, and you see a bit of a river going through
yep.
there, and yeah, so I've got lots of photos of that. This one here I've just had a large, it's in the car, so
yep.
that canvas, yeah, which is pretty cool. So anyway, there's our little tents there, a couple of my team buddies.
Yep.
So anyway, and then they provided us with dinner on the Saturday night, which was really good. I'll just get to that. So lots of photos of Grand Canyon. Mm. so where are we? So then they set up tables like here, and we all had dinner. So that was on the Saturday night. And then when you wake up Sunday morning, basically you're on your own. That's when you start eating your own food. and you have a backpack, obviously, with your water and bits and pieces. And this was this just walking down to the start line. And we had to do some press ups and taking photos. So, and then we were off basically, and the first stage was 49.6 k's was the first day. Most of it was hard packed, temperature about 22 degrees, which was it was really nice to run in. And every time you came to a checkpoint, the people were just lovely. As soon as they see you, you'd hear the cowbell ringing and yahooing and all that sort of
Yes,
stuff.
support.
And it was quite a party atmosphere. They were so supportive, it was fantastic. And then they'd fill up your water bottles, a bit more sunscreen. They had sunscreen there, and you'd also take electrolytes. Electrolytes were very important to
The hydration.
just to balance your minerals with your potassium, your magnesium, your sodium. So I had a little pouch of pills that I would take hourly, probably about four or five different pills of different ones. So this is quite a flat course. It was a few little hills, but it wasn't too bad. And then about the last 10 k's, we had the cactus, which was a bit of fun and really spiky. So we had to make our way through that, through the cactus fields.
Oh, yeah.
To the
Everywhere.
everywhere. But, man, they were sharp. And then when you get back to camp, it's basically look after yourself, get in a protein drink, rest, put your feet up, and get ready for the next day. That was just inside our tent. Then we went out and took some photos. And then the second day was stage two, and we had 40, another 41 k's to run the following day. And that was, total distance of 43.3. And we had a little bit of hill climbing here, so as you can see, it's pretty rocky. That's sort of the
Where's how do you
terrain.
know which way to go?
Oh, so you pick, so basically they mark the course, okay? So you have to watch out for these pink
Oh,
ribbons, okay? So the course is really clearly marked, and they're about, every 50 meters, 20
yep, so
meters,
you can
or
see them.
you can see them quite clearly. And pink is a fantastic color because it really does stick out, as you
It's
can
a
see. So
non-natural color to them.
so it's really well marked. And then what happens is once we start, then you get the sweepers coming in behind, and they pick up everything and just make sure everyone is making it through and no one's stopped. And then oh, that was at the top there. We had to end up, I think we ended up way out here somewhere. That was a, yeah, near the flats. I think camp was out out here somewhere. Beautiful terrain. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Look at the spikes on this guy here. And then once again we got into camp. That took us, I've got the times there actually, my stage times. I think we did about 8.5 hours on this day, and this was about 26 degrees, so it was quite a lot hotter. And you are continuously drinking all the time. You're sipping away, making sure you're keeping hydrated, because that's sort of your biggest concern, is just and just nibbling away on your food. I just had a combination of gels, the gels that you just sip on, and just a Perpetuum, which is a Hammer product, and that would last me about 3 hours. It's a concentrated mix, and you just sip away on that, and that just gives you your carbohydrates, a little bit of protein in there, and also a bit of fat as well, which is really good. So we made it to that stage, and then the sweepers, the horses come in at the end there, making sure everyone's all in camp, which
Cowboy.
was, yeah, pretty cool. Then each night they'd have a fire. You could sit out there if you wanted to. And then the following day was the big stage. So this was 84 k's. And this sort of brought us into quite close to Kanab. We actually crossed the main road there. So once again, hard packed trail for a bit and onto road. And then there's the edge of Kanab there. And we sort of ended up running around there. Quite a good steep hill we had to climb up. Quite rocky and stuff, so that was pretty cool. I don't know what the height of that would have been. Might have been, I don't know, 600, 700 meter climb, I suppose,
So,
something
did
like
you have
that.
to acclimatise
Yes,
beforehand, eh?
we went up a week earlier, because basically we've gone from winter up to, so we went to Las Vegas a week before to acclimatise, and boy, when we got to Las Vegas, it was like 30 degrees, and the first run we did, we just ran around the block, and it was like 4K, and with the altitude as well, because you are up a bit there in Las Vegas, and you could feel it. I sort of had headaches for 3 to 4 days, but once that settles, you're fine.
Yeah, just
Yeah, so we stayed in Las Vegas for 3 nights, and then we headed up to Salt Lake City for a night, and then we drove down to Kanab. So by the time we'd done that, got to Kanab, stayed there another couple of nights, we were well acclimatised to the altitude, and I reckon that definitely helped. Yeah, so there was 4 New Zealanders doing it. We were all doing it individually, which was really cool. So I think we had 139 competitors from about, not quite sure, about 26 countries, I think. And 115 of us completed it. So yeah. So this is just the start of stage three all the way through. Just yeah, beautiful scenery as you can see. And then we started to get onto the sand. And we went all night until we finished. So that took us about 21 and a half hours. But we were stopping, taking photos. Lying on our backs at night on the sand dunes.
Stars.
The stars were amazing. I saw one shooting star. That was just beautiful. So we did that for a little bit. And then we wanted to get to checkpoint 6 because that's where we could get hot water and actually cook some food. So that took us to about 10:30 to get to there. And so once we got there, it was so good. They had the campfire going. You could actually stop there if you wanted to. See, they had some tents there where you could rest for a few hours because you had 34 hours to do stage three in for that 84 Ks, which was really good. So some people would actually sleep for a few hours, recover, get up, and then start. But we wanted to do it. We wanted to get to the end, so we just keep going, and we just stopped here for half an hour. We had some food, and yeah, which was really good. That sort of energized us
That
a
sounds like
bit.
hard, yeah, okay. Like
No,
very little
really
sleep
hard.
and
Yeah,
then a
no sleep.
little.
Yeah, I sort of felt a bit. I handled it quite well actually. My left eye started to twitch a little bit after about, I don't know, 18 hours. But come on, stay awake, stay awake. But it wasn't too bad. So we got in at, as I say, we got into the next camp about 5:30 in the morning, and we just climbed into bed and slept for about three hours or so, and then got up, had something else to eat, and you're just recovering throughout the day, really. This was quite good this day, and we were really spoilt. We actually got delivered a can of Coke in the afternoon, which was really cool. And we had some ice cream as well that they brought us, and a couple of people came out and sang for an hour. So it was a real sort of country, really lovely and relaxed. And there we are with the girls with our can of Coke.
Cokes.
Yeah. Some people walk the whole thing. There was one lady that walked the whole 273 k's, which was really cool. These guys came out, you do a bit of lassoing. So that was sort of our relaxing day. So there's our
Everybody's
feet.
got blisters, yeah.
Yeah, so that's my feet there, and Carolyn and Sally's feet. So that was quite funny. There's the singers. So it was a beautiful spot, really was. And then we came, stage five was basically a marathon. Oh, sorry, stage four was a marathon, and then stage five was another marathon, and then the last day we finished with a 12K run, and that was pretty much uphill to what they call the grand staircase.
How long is a marathon? How many
41.2 Ks.
So how many sort of marathons would that race be?
So what were we looking at? So we had
So it was 280 Ks, isn't it?
Yeah, 273.
273
Yeah, so basically we
divided by
had
42, was it? So 22 Ks.
yes. Well, proper marathon's 41.2, but we were actually running a little bit more in the marathon. So we had stage one,
So it's like six
two,
marathons.
four, five, six marathons with a 12K to finish. Yeah.
Yep.
And that 12K was, yeah, it was just straight from camp 6 to the finish, to the grand staircase on the Bryce Canyon, which was
And then how long did it
beautiful.
take?
My total time was 53 hours 50.
53 hours.
Yeah. Total time. We got caught in a couple of thunderstorms. That was fun. So we had to dry all our clothes. Boy, when the thunderstorms come in, it's
There's nowhere to hide to,
there's
is there?
nowhere to hide, no, and like lightning bolts were sort of coming around you, and you just keep going. Still had about an hour to go to get to camp, and of course it's so dry and rocky that we were coming down a valley, and it was raining that hard. It'd been raining probably a good half an hour by the time I got there, and down in the valley, and then it was starting to form a river. So I had to quickly, sort of a
Like a flash
just
flood.
two big steps, and I was across the other side and up the other bank. But I mean, it was,
Yeah, a flash
yeah,
flood.
it was a flash flood. It was amazing. And then once you got in, you'd attend to your blisters. That was a pretty much a something you did every afternoon. Pop your blisters and redress them, and see, this is all us in the tent and trying to dry our clothes. So it was, I think that's stage five. You've got your elite runners as well. I think the top guy that did it, his total time was 29 hours 51. That was the first guy. The first female, she was a little thing. She came from France. 32 hours she did it in. 32:06.
Wow.
And the longest, which was lovely lady, she just walked the whole thing. She was 63, Elaine, and she did it in 80 hours and 13 minutes. And of course, when the last person comes in, everyone comes down and you're clapping. We've got music going all the time, and the cowbells are going, and it's just a really neat atmosphere. The Slot Canyons, this was, I think, the
That's a good
highlight
picture, eh?
of my trip. It was only about 5K of the Slot Canyons that you get to run. It was really cool. That's sort of what you're running through. And then we had a big ladder that we had to go down. We had to climb down the ladder and get through the
Wow.
next part, which was
Crazy.
and then we came out of there, and then we were running pretty much on this riverbed for quite a while. But as you can see, then we climbed up out of there, and that was stage five. So you're sort of running on this shingly type, so it's pretty rugged stuff that you're running on, so it's pretty hard on the feet, as you can imagine. And then we came out on this road for about, there was about 15K of road till we got to camp again. There we are, dressing our feet again. And this was the last stage, the 12K, which was just beautiful. And this is the edge here of Bryce Canyon. We actually ran up around here. We actually ran around the edge of this and around. It was just stunning, absolutely stunning. And we got up to the top where we had beautiful pizza and coke to meet us, which was absolutely fantastic. And everyone's cheering, and cowbells are going, and that was the finish line there. And that was at 8,600 feet, I think. 2,600 meters we climbed up to there. I ran most of that. You can really feel it. But and that's it there. And we had come from over here somewhere, right on the horizon, to get to here.
So who organised this? Is it a team over in America that?
Tess and Colin are the managing directors, and it was their fifth edition. So if you actually, found out, had a little read on their website, and it will tell them about Tess and Colin and what they're doing. And now that they've created another race in Hawaii, in the island of Hawaii, so
I suppose it's got mountains as well.
that's pretty cool. And the altitude up there is, is pretty high, because you've got all the lava fields up there as well and stuff. So you could have a little read through that if you wanted to. later. But great experience, just the people that you meet. I guess your self-achievement,
Yeah. Well, that's six marathons and
and but the scenery, it's the scenery too that gets you through it as well.
well, as you said about the stars, eh, you know?
Oh, you'd never see that. I mean, you're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, there's
There's
no
no
light
light,
pollution, appreciate.
nothing whatsoever. You're in the middle of a desert. It's just amazing. And just the stories that you hear from other people. Brendan, our New Zealander, he did really well. He'd done it the previous year and he was just there to beat his time. And he came 11th overall and his total time was 38 hours 53. I mean, he was just doing it. Absolutely fantastic. He was such a cool guy. Yeah, so that was Brendan. So he did really well. Little
Kiwi.
Kiwi, yep. I left him behind and gave him to Colin. Oh, that's just our team. So it was really neat because our whole team, we all finished,
Yep.
which was really, really cool.
No injuries and stuff.
No one had any injuries. Though poor Anna, her foot was a bit swollen. I think she might have pulled something. So there I am with my gold buckle. So you saw on the see this the previous one, they had the silver buckles, but they made these ones a little bit special for the
Yep.
fifth edition, which was really cool. Yeah, so I'll just there's a little video I did of the whole thing. So yeah, so there we go.